Hey, we're back with Keith Murphy, fire specialist with the DNR, and we're going to continue talking about fire prevention, wildfires in particular. And Keith, I know we said it's been a little bit of a quiet year so far for you, or at least a couple months with the amount of rain that we had, but we're in a dry stretch now, and we got at least a few more days before we're even going to see any significant rain. Let's talk about places that are more susceptible to wildfire, easier to start a wildfire than others. So tell us a little bit about certain habitat you got to be extra careful in.
Yeah, you know, I think if you think about any of the sandy plains areas that, you know, grow the jack pine and grow the red pine, blueberry, you know, if you go out picking, you know, your favorite spots for blueberry picking, those are usually the sandier site that are dry out quite quickly. And those are our areas of concern right now, seeing that it is so dry. If you want to go the other route, the marshes and stuff, seeing with all the rain we had, they're pretty lush still. So I think, you know, if we would get a fire in a marsh, I don't think it would do too much just yet. You know, everything's looking pretty green there. But going back to the drier pine sites, those are a concern for us. Any, you know, past logging activities with, you know, say last year's logging or over winter, all the slash that's left behind from the logging jobs, there is slash left behind, that's drying out now. It's got those nice warm temperatures, you know, we're almost hitting 90 here the past couple days, and those larger fuels are coming into play now because they've been drying for so long. That comes into effect with how we fight fire. You know, it'll get pretty hot alongside the line, so you can't go too direct, and then mop-up concerns now when you start getting into a drought. Takes us a long time to put that fire out because a lot of that big stuff is burning, and it's probably burning into the ground more too. So it gets quite challenging this time of year.
Well, maybe we could talk a little bit more about prevention, because there are some things other than camping that could cause wildfires, and maybe you could remind folks to be careful with other activities and things as well.
Yeah, you know, you're thinking even smoking, that you throw a cigarette butt, that could easily start a fire and some dry fuels. If you're maintenance on your vehicles, I'm thinking like UTVs, side-by-sides, make sure your exhaust is in good working order. If you have any spark arresters, stuff like that, you know, if we didn't have a spark arrester or the muffler was blowing off, you could be throwing some hot embers out that exhaust, and that could easily start. And we see tons and tons of UTVs around riding the trails and stuff, and they could easily start fires. You know, what else? If your trailer chains and stuff like that, if you end up dragging any of that stuff, those could create sparks that easily start a wildfire. So make sure your vehicles are in good working order. That's one good bet for you.
Well, Keith, I really appreciate your time today, and maybe we'll help prevent a wildfire here just by somebody hearing little tips from you today.
Yeah, hopefully that happens, because we don't want to get into any problem areas this time of year. You know, it's been beautiful. We finally had a beautiful weekend. Temperatures in the 80s, pushing 90s, and it's drying everything out. So, you know, we're supposed to get a little rain roll in on Tuesday, spotty stuff, but then more widespread rain Thursday, Friday. So if we can make it to the end of the week, we'll have some relief for a little while. So try and remember some fire prevention tips, so we should be good for the rest of the week and weekend.
Thanks a lot, Keith. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Adam, anytime.
Keith Murphy, fire specialist for the DNR, right here on The Outdoor Show.